When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 14 of Dare to Be. Today's is titled, Blessed by God. Darlene Scheck once said, "Every time you open up your heart in obedience to God and worship Him with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, our beautiful Lord responds with His magnificent presence." Our text today is Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 through 19. "And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, 'By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.' So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham lived at Beersheba." If you end the account of Abraham and Isaac on Mount Moriah with Genesis chapter 22, verse 14, you miss additional lessons on obedience. In verses 15 through 19, God adds another blessing to Abraham's obedience. God reiterates His promise to Abraham, which is recorded in Genesis 12. Not only will obedience lead to rewards, but it also serves as a reminder of God's promises. Twice, God says His promises to Abraham will be fulfilled because he obeyed God. "Because you have done this and not withheld your son, your only son." That's verse 16. And then in verse 18, "And because you have obeyed my voice." God specifically tells Abraham that because of his obedience, God will bless him, his family, and all his descendants. Many blessings result from obedience. First, obedience puts you in the center of God's will. God has both a perfect will and a permissive will. In other words, God has a plan A for your life, and He will give you commands that, if obeyed, will lead you to His best. However, God doesn't force His will on your life. He gives you free will. If you disobey God's word, you will find yourself in God's permissive will. God will allow you to live in plan B because of your disobedience, but He would much rather you live in the center of His perfect will for your life. So one massive blessing of obedience is finding God's perfect will. Secondly, obedience places you in deeper fellowship with God. While disobedience leads to separation, obedience leads to a closer walk with the Lord. Since Abraham obeyed God's voice, God continued to speak to him. The more Abraham obeyed, the more times God repeated His promise to reassure him that he was walking in close fellowship with his Creator God. Notice another aspect of God's blessing in verse 17. "And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies." John G. Butler reveals how these words are an additional blessing of God's power. To possess the gate of a city meant to control the city, to dominate the city, to rule the city. The promise here is a promise of power. True power comes via obedience. because thou hast done this thing. That's verse 16. You will possess the gates of the enemy. This principle that power comes via obedience is demonstrated repeatedly in the history of Israel. When Israel obeyed God, they could walk around the walls of Jericho, and the walls would fall down, and Israel could easily conquer Jericho. Check out Joshua chapter 6. When Israel obeyed God, they could go forth singing to meet the enemy, and the enemy would destroy themselves. That's from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 20 through 25. When Israel obeyed God, they were strong and mighty. But when they disobeyed God, they became weak and were easily overcome. So it is individually. The person who obeys God has power over temptation that the disobedient person knows nothing about. Some people lead such wonderful, victorious lives over evil. What's the secret? The secret is that they are careful to obey God in their daily walk. Abraham's obedience brought the blessing of power. With obedience comes God's many blessings. Those blessings consist of being in the middle of God's will, having deeper fellowship and knowledge of God, and knowing His power is over your life. However, the biggest blessing of obeying God is having His presence consistently over your life. Some questions to consider. What additional blessings does God provide for those who obey Him? How do you think God's reassurance of His promise encouraged Abraham in his faith journey? And finally, what obedience lessons have you learned from our time in Genesis chapter 12 and 22? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.